Late Friday afternoon, over 100 Garfield High School students went to the UW Arboretum. It wasn't for a field trip or to check out the gardens or to learn about trees. It was for a hazing event. Hazing, or froshing, is an age-old ritual upperclassmen inflicted on entering freshmen or rookies on the sports teams. It can range from mundane acts to more extreme or even violent behavior. When Seattle police and Garfield principal Ted Howard came to break up the event at the Arboretum last Friday, they found students dressed in diapers, covered in shoe polish, being paddled by boards or pelted with eggs, drinking hard alcohol and beer. In an email to parents, Principal Howard said that the school is working hard to stop hazing, and he asked parents to help out on that. Hazing is a crime under Washington state law. Last summer, our youth training project, Radioactive, got two perspectives on froshing, one from someone who did the hazing.
Hurry up, you lazy bums. Come on, run. I know you all do sports.
Anna Griffith-Filippo graduated from Garfield High School in 2012. Her senior year, she was captain of the girls' swim team, and it was her role to frosh the freshmen on the team.
We poured condiments on them. We made them do an Easter egg hunt, and inside the Easter eggs were, like, gross things that they would open up. We sprayed them with hoses and stuff.
For more, here's Radioactive's Holly Bills, also a Garfield graduate.
Froshing is a long-standing tradition at Garfield High School. Many freshmen there are froshed at the beginning of the year, during homecoming, and during Spirit Week at the end of the year. This tradition has been around as long as anyone can remember. The older students throw food at the freshmen. The freshmen have to dress in costumes and embarrass themselves in public. Sometimes they're even paddled or thrown into Lake Washington. Recently, the Garfield administration has cracked down on froshing. They send patrols out looking for it and discourage it twice a year at assemblies. Members of the administration at Garfield were not able to comment on this story, but they do give students a handbook on the first day of school that includes a strongly worded paragraph against froshing.
Harassment and hazing constitute exceptional misconduct and are in fact felony offenses. This includes initiation and froshing. Prohibited activities include dunking in the lake, face painting, baby powder, whipped cream, shaving cream, boxing, and other forms of initiation, humiliation, or abuse. Consequences include suspension or expulsion and/or possible criminal charges.
Hazing freshmen isn't just a Garfield tradition. April Glass went through a similar experience when she was growing up in tiny Cleburne, Texas. It's the kind of town that has just one main street for parades. Once a year, freshmen are marched down this main street. The summer before ninth grade, April was one of these freshmen.
We would stop at intervals of parking lots and do things like sing songs to upperclassmen and do things that there was something called the penny race where they would put pennies on the ground and make you get on your hands and knees and push the penny from start to finish, basically.
Parents lined the streets to watch April be froshed. They watched as she and her friends were herded through a car wash, like cattle, getting bruised and battered. This parade happens every year. It's so accepted that pictures of the event even show up in the high school yearbook.
Even at the time, it felt wrong and rather disturbing that, you know, we're having food dumped on us. But also, it sadly felt like, oh, I'm being accepted because, you know, at 13, I think that's all I really wanted was to be accepted and to not be so awkward.
Only the popular kids were froshed. And if you didn't get hazed as a freshman, that was your last chance at popularity. Those who weren't froshed couldn't frosh the incoming ninth graders. They were then stuck on the outside looking in for the rest of high school. But because April was froshed, she was part of the popular crowd. Even so, she didn't want anything to do with the tradition. Then, the summer before sophomore year, she got a call. It was from a rising freshman, begging April to frosh her. She wanted April to do this so someone meaner couldn't. April hesitated. Then, another girl called her, pleading for the same thing. April reluctantly said yes. But now, she regrets that decision.
I had thought at the time, well, you know, I'm taking it easy on this person. But now, of course, I think I can't believe that I did that to a person.
I definitely think froshing is a rite of passage. It's definitely initiation into the Garfield community. And this is definitely a bonding experience. And it does make the Garfield community a lot stronger.
Anna Griffith Filippo loved being froshed. Even after having ketchup thrown on her and being embarrassed in public, she thought it was one of her best experiences at Garfield High School. This is why Anna risked expulsion to be involved. This is also why she's concerned about the administration cracking down on froshing. Anna and other seniors are afraid that froshing is dying out, weakening the sense of community at Garfield. Anna hopes this won't happen. She sees froshing as a gift, as a way to build stronger relationships between the classes.
It wasn't like, this happened to me, so I have to make it happen to someone else because it was so horrible. It was more like, you know, someone gave me this and I'm going to pass it on as a tradition to continue.
Anna's froshing days are done, but she hopes that froshing is a tradition that will continue at Garfield and at schools across the nation. For Radioactive, I'm Hallie Bills.
Radioactive is KUOW's youth program. You can hear more stories produced by young people and subscribe to the podcast. Just go to kuow.org/radioactive.